Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you so much for being with us. It's Tuesday. That means it's open forum. Open forum means any call is welcome on the Catholic faith, and it can come from anyone, whether you are or are not a Catholic, whether you like or don't like Catholics. We're happy to take your call. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Taking your calls this hour is Tim Staples, the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines, and the father of a whole bunch of kids, and also a svelter version of himself. Looking svelte, Tim Staples.
Amen, brother.
Working on.
Thanks to my wife for that.
Yeah,
she wants you to live.
I know
she's got me on this diet, and I got to tell you, I feel better than I've felt in many, many years with losing 23 pounds and just feel good, man.
Yeah. Well, we had a great success last hour. We had a $10,000 match for our fundraising efforts. If you're just joining us this hour, we are in the first day of our 3-day pledge drive. We only do this four times a year. We come to you and ask you if you can support this ministry, if you can be part of this apostolate. Really, Catholic radio everywhere, whether it's your local radio station or EWTN or the big networks or us here at Catholic Answers or other content providers, it really is a work of the whole people of God. I mean, it takes everybody. And it's been so powerfully effective in just a few years. I mean, really just a few years that it's been on the air, and it's grown. I mean, now it's on the air in Atlanta, Georgia, as of last week. Some wonderful people put that together and did it. 3 million people under that signal, potential listeners there. It just grows and grows, and it changes lives, and it does so because God is good, because the gospel is good, because the Eucharist is really the bread of life come down from heaven for us. And when we let people know that, and little by little sometimes wear away some of the objections, and sometimes all of a sudden wear away that one objection that was the dam that needed to break.
Yeah.
And it's such a joy to be part of. You are a part of it. We're grateful for all your support. But now we come to you and say, we've got more work to do. We met our match last hour.
Yes.
A thrilling hour. We met our match. We're extremely grateful for that. Guess what?
What?
I think you know what I'm going to say.
I think so, but it's exciting.
Yes, and I have to say I knew this one. I don't always know when they're coming, and I knew this one's coming. We have another match this hour.
Praise God.
$15,000.
Uh-oh.
Somebody said glass. They're like, oh, go ahead. You did $10,000. Here's $15,000. Do your best. So, but you know, we come at it with no fear at all because we have the greatest listeners in the world. It's not just listeners,
really. Am I supposed to have no fear at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Love drives out. Perfect love drives out fear.
Amen.
I don't know if you were aware of that. But our listeners drive out fear too, because they're always there, Tim,
yes,
and always making it happen because I think it's because it's such a thrill when you're a Catholic and you first turn on that radio the first time and you go, what? Catholics are on the radio? Like, I've never heard that. I've heard everybody else on the radio.
Yeah.
Finally, we've got Catholics on the radio. Or maybe for a lot of people of my generation, Tim, you're going to be shocked to hear this. We didn't always get the most coherent Catholic faith, and not because the people in the parish weren't trying,
sure,
but because in many ways there was a kind of shattering that happened. It wasn't nobody knew quite where are we going and what's happening for years there during the late 60s, throughout the 70s, and maybe in some ways today, but I think there is a greater coherence today than there used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yes, there is. You know, Pope Pius XI said it when he flipped the switch, you know, starting Vatican Radio. Long, long time ago, that if St. Paul were alive today, he would be on the radio. The Pope said that.
Which kind of is good for us because we wouldn't be if St. Paul was.
<That's> right.
Nobody want to listen to us.
That's right. But the bottom line is, you know, Paul says it in Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And radio has this unique ability, even over television, to send out the purity of the word.
Yes.
You know, you're hearing. Faith comes by hearing. The purity of the word and the testimonies of live change, I think, are a testimony to the fact that radio is perhaps the greatest vehicle for the propagation of the faith in our world today. And folks, we are blessed to be sitting here right now in a studio talking to you and at the same time talking to people all over the world and presenting the fullness of the gospel. Think about this.
Yeah.
The fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone as Catholics possess. No one else possesses the fullness of the gospel than we do. We have an obligation, therefore, to get this gospel to as many human beings as we can. And folks, we cannot do it. We're starting a clean slate now. We got to raise $15,000, folks, in this hour, or we don't get that $15,000. So let's do it right now.
Here we go.
888-291-8000. Folks, let's go. You were thinking about calling the last hour. We need you even more right now. Okay, we had some really slow periods where I was nervous last hour, but the folks came through. Folks, don't make me so nervous. Let's start off
yes,
with a bang here. Folks, if you're thinking about it, please call us now at 888-291-8000, and please do not let the devil tell you, oh, what's my $25? Folks, if it's a one-time gift of $25, it becomes $50, right? $25 a month becomes $600. Is this incredible? Right?
I mean, right.
You have a tremendous opportunity right now. Every gift you give will be doubled. You might be able to give that $5,000 gift right now. It becomes $10,000.
Yes.
Folks, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersLive.com. We need to hear from you now. Folks, it is urgent.
888-291-8000. I say the number with some enthusiasm because we can see how many people have taken up the challenge thus far this hour. Guess what we're up to, Tim?
One
caller. 888-291-8000. Fill up those phones. We got $15,000 this hour.
No fear, Tim. No fear. No fear.
Don't be not afraid, Tim. CatholicAnswersLive.com is where you can go online. Those also get recorded instantly. CatholicAnswersLive.com.
There's another.
Another second caller. Okay, Tim's just starting to calm down now. Just 15 more lines to fill. 888-291-8000. We're going to go to calls real quick. So if you're on the line, hang on. We're going to get to you. But we just got to get this number out. 888-291-8000. Don't forget that CatholicAnswersLive.com is also mobile friendly. You can do it very quickly there on your phone. 888-291-8000. Got to thank a few people before we go back to the phones. Got to thank William from Kushata. I think that's how you pronounce it. $25 a month. He reads the books when he gets them, and then he passes them on to other people. Thanks for doing that, William. Jim from Iowa, $200. Thank you, Jim. Bill from Redford, Michigan, $30 a month. Thank you so much. Every dollar of that matched. Ann from Louisiana, $10 a match. $20 to us because every dollar of that for the whole year is matched. Rita from Volo, Illinois, $50 a month, all matched. Mary Jo from Florence, Kentucky, $25. Catholic Answers helped her to come back to the church 25 years ago, and she has been listening ever since. You were there in the early days of Catholic Answers, Mary Jo. Again, a couple more to thank, then we'll go to the calls. Doug from Portland, Oregon, $250 one-time gift. It's $500 to us. Fabiola from Houston, Texas, $25 a month. Fabiola, thank you so much. That number that they called, about half full now, the lines, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. We go now to Dylan in New York, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Dylan, your question for Tim Staples.
My question involves the Ascension.
Yes.
In the first book of Acts, Luke writes, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. My question is this how it actually happened?
Yes, I believe that it is. Now, that the term cloud is very important in both Old and New Testaments. As you may know, God, to the ancient people, God dwelled in the cloud. So when the cloud came down, for example, when Moses is consecrating the ark, at the end of the book of Exodus, you see a cloud. The cloud is where God dwells. It's very interesting, isn't it, that in the New Testament, of course, you have the cloud over coming down on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus says, you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, of course, referring to himself, quoting Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. So, and the reason why I bring these up is because the cloud is not always meant to be taken strictly literally. It represents the dwelling place of God. The Anan, the Hebrew Anan, becomes the Shekinah, the dwelling place of God. Now, I do believe in Exodus it was literal, but you also have some places where it appears that it is a symbol of God's presence. You know, a great example is Hebrews 12:1, seeing that we're encompassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. Right? What is that? Well, that's just symbolic of the fact that now we have the saints, whereas in the Old Testament, God alone dwelled in the cloud. Now the saints dwell in the cloud. We can pray to them like we pray to God, and they can respond to us and so forth. However, having said all that, I do believe in Acts chapter 1, it is a literal, you know, there was a cloud. And of course, it just because it's literal doesn't mean it's not symbolic at the same time.
Right,
because
yeah.
It is a symbol of power, that they literally saw him go up, as we will see him come again in the clouds, you know, in the glory and power of God. Does that help at all?
Yes, I appreciate the Old Testament connections.
Yes. All right, brother. Thanks so much for your call. And you know what, Cy?
What?
Every person that calls Catholic Answers Live gets answers from men like Jimmy Akin, Trent Horn, Carla Broussard, myself. We have guests from everything from Cardinal Burke to Cardinal Lorenzi to, you know, Archbishop Samples. We can name the clergy, Father Mitch Paquin, or great
our
lay
own chaplain,
people.
Father Hugh Barber.
Father Hugh Barber, who is a world-class scholar, or, you know, Patrick Madrid, right? One of our dear friends, one of the best apologists alive today. I mean, we folks have the best minds available on the planet to come and speak to you, to give you, just like you just heard, folks, Catholic Answers. That's what we do, and we do it the best we can. But you know what, Cy? The folks calling right now determine what we are actually able to do. We can have all the desires and wishes in the world, but if you guys don't give, we can't do it. We cannot implement the things we want to do. So folks, right now, we need to hear from you. 888, we got lots of full lines. They're making me nervous. Lots of full lines, right?
You mean empty lines is what you're saying.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Lots of open lines.
Lots of open lines. Yes.
Yeah.
A little Freudian slip there, right?
Yeah, we want lots of full lines.
I want there to be. All right, 888-291-8000. Folks, we need to hear from you now, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. 888-291-8000.
You should know, to the best of our understanding, given the number of people who donate, we average 13 donors per radio station.
Oh,
so if there's a station, let's just say we're on a station somewhere in Maine, on the Presence Radio there in Maine. There's 13 people who listen to that station who also support Catholic Answers Live. There's, I'm sure, hundreds and thousands of people who listen to most of these stations, but 13 are the ones who support us here at Catholic Answers Live.
Doesn't that seem small?
It seems kind of small, yeah.
We have got to be able to up
right.
that.
We're super grateful for that, but we think we could get it to 15 or maybe 20. If we got to 20...
That would revolutionize.
It would revolutionize this apostolate. The things we would be able to do would be revolutionary. We have a brand new station, as I keep saying, because I'm super excited about this, because I love Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia now has a Catholic radio station.
Exciting.
It's a big station they got there. They did a great job, those folks there, and there's 3 million people under that signal. Okay, we need 13 of them to get us up to our average to be supporters of Catholic Answers. You got to support that station, but we need you to be supporters of Catholic. If we could get 15 in Atlanta, 20 in Atlanta, now you're leading the pack there in Atlanta. If we could do that everywhere where we're on a station, and we lost some big stations in the last 6 months. We lost, you know, in Los Angeles, lost a station. We're not on currently in Chicago. So some of the biggest Catholic markets.
Salt Lake City. Los Angeles, yeah, and
Phoenix, our own station here in San Diego.
Oh,
although we have a wonderful station here in San Diego, it's smaller, brand new.
It's smaller, but hopefully they'll be able to boost their signal. But yeah, those are all big losses.
Yeah, and so you know, let's get it up to 15 per station that we have. 888-291-8000 is the number. About one third of our phone lines are full right now. I am going to go back to calls. 888-291-8000. So let's fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. Every dollar that you pledge or donate is matched immediately, dollar for dollar, up to $15,000. If you are one of those people who is especially blessed and can do that $500 gift, maybe a $1,000 gift, there are people for whom $5,000 is not a heavy lift. We're so grateful if you would pick up that phone, 888-291-8000. If you're able to make one of those larger gifts and you would like your donation to be used as matching money, if you want to say, hey, I can make $5,000 available for later in the week, just call, ask for Chris Check, our president. He will arrange it with you. He'll talk. He's on the lines right now talking with people. As soon as the line opens up, he'll talk to you, 888-291-8000. I want to just share one before we go back to the phones, Tim, and then I'll go straight to callers. Janelle from Topeka, Kansas gave a one-time gift of $104. And she gave $104 because her mother, Thelma, just turned 101. So in honor of Thelma, Janelle, thank you so much for that very generous gift. A donor is also going to honor your mother to the tune of 104. Isn't that cool?
She turned 104?
Her mother turned 104, so she gave $104.
Oh, my goodness. What a blessing.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Thelma, whenever it was. Wow. I don't know when it was. But let's go to Tim now in Denver, Colorado, listening on 1060 AM there in Colorado. Tim, you're on with Tim. Your question, please.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Welcome.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. It's been such a blessing listening to the show. It feels like a homecoming of all of us listeners who've been touched by you guys over the years.
Isn't that right? It does feel like that. Yeah. Thank you for saying that, Tim.
Yeah. I mean, I can personally attest I've come fully back to the faith first time in 20 years because of you guys. I just happened to be listening
Praise
one day.
Praise God for that. Thank you.
Praise God.
Man. Yeah, it's just been the best thing in my life right now.
Beautiful, bro.
So thank you. So my question is specifically on the penitential act at the beginning of Mass.
Yes.
You know, that I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I greatly sinned. So my question came about when I was reading through my missal, and so after the penitential act is made, it specifically says the absolution by the priest follows, which is male. My God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Right.
Well, I guess my question is, if this is absolution during Mass, why then the need to go to confession also?
Right. Great question. And Tim, the reason is that the sins that are forgiven through the penitential rite are venial, not mortal sins. The only way, or the ordinary way, as the Catechism says, I think that's in paragraph 1484, 1485, right there. The only way, the ordinary way that our mortal sins can be forgiven is through sacramental confession. And that's why the Church says if you remember a mortal sin, you are obligated to go to confession. Even if you've already been to confession in the past and you forgot something, well, you're forgiven, but if you remember it, you have to go and confess. Why? Because Holy Mother Church wants you to be healed, right, of the sin and the attachment to sin and so forth. But the bottom line is this. We need sacramental confession, the Catholic Church teaches, when it comes to mortal sins. But, you know, a verse pops in my head right now in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6, I believe it is, Proverbs 16, 6, the scripture says, by faithfulness, loyalty, and friendship, iniquities are atoned for, right? We can make atonement for sins just through meritorious actions, by going into a church and blessing yourself in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? You can merit the purification from venial sins, and certainly the penitential rite is a way we can have our venial sins forgiven as well. Receiving our Lord well in the Eucharist remits venial sins as well. But the key is that during the penitential rite does not take away mortal sins. We need sacramental confession for that.
Okay. Tim?
That sounds great.
All right, brother.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. God bless you all in your ministry, and praying for you that you reach your goal this hour for sure. So,
all right, brother.
I gave what I could. I wish I could give more, but
do you know what the match is this hour, Tim? Did you hear it?
I heard 15,000, right?
Yes, heard it, 15,000. Thanks so much, Tim. We really appreciate your support.
And yes, thanks, Tim. And folks, please, you're making this Tim a little bit nervous here because we've only got four callers on the line, so we need to make that three. So let's get on the phones, folks. We've got a $15,000 match. We need to match this. Give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. 888-291-8000. Let's go.
Larry from Kentucky, $30. Thank you so much for your gift. Jose in Texas, $30. Thanks so much for your gift. Howard in Texas, $10. Thank you for your gift. Each of those gifts is matched dollar for dollar. Now let's get to some monthly donors. Isabel in Texas pledged $5 a month to us. That's $10 a month because it all gets matched.
Fantastic.
Isabel, thank you so much. Yvonne in Ohio, $30 a month. Mike in Nebraska, $30 a month. Janet, $10 a month right here in San Diego. Thanks, Janet. Are you? I wonder if Janet's listening on that station downtown there or on the internet.
Isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah.
$5. This person gave $5 a month, and guess what? That becomes $120.
I'm so glad you can do math at Staples because I can't do it. But yes, so Isabel, it means so much to us. Thank you very much. Mike in Ada, Michigan, $20 a month. Thank you all for those monthly donations. They called 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Maude in Illinois, a $30 a month pledge, 888-291-8000. If you're able to pledge a monthly pledge of $18 or more, that makes it possible for us to send you Peter Kraft's brand new book, 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic. Peter Kraft, one of the finest writers in the Catholic world today. And then Scott Hahn, he's a pretty good writer as well. The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order, his book. If you can pledge $18 a month right now at 888-291-8000, we're able to send you both of those books as our little thank you to you. 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your pledge to get in on that match. That means if you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $200, it becomes $400. And listen, there are folks out there that can give $1,000, $2,000. $5,000, all of that will be matched as well. And I can tell you, we've got room. We have not approached using up that match yet. That's what I am told. We're not even halfway there is the message I'm getting. So 888-291-8000 is the number. Shall we try to take another call before we go to a break?
Let's do it.
All right, Dan in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on EWTN. You are on with Tim Staples. Dan, your question. Hey, did I push the wrong line? Sorry, Dan. I pushed the wrong line. I got all excited. Your call, your question, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Hi. Yes. I have a question about divorce.
Yes.
Yes, in Matthew and other parts of the Bible, it seems to be an exception for porneia. I've heard a lot of people say it's not unfaithfulness, but I've never heard anybody explain what it means, actually.
Right,
what is that exception? Does it?
Right. Here's the key. Yeah, you're referring to Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, where Jesus says, I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for, and here's the key word here. The Greek word is porneia. It's translated unchastity or fornication, except for unchastity, and marries another commits adultery. Very important. He who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Now, there's a couple of things we need to note here. This is Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. We should also note that in Luke 16, 18, which also teaches on the divorce and remarriage, there is no porneia clause. When St. Paul teaches on it in 1 Corinthians 7, 10 through 13, St. Paul even says, he's about to talk about, you know, spouses that leave their Christian spouse. And he says, I have a commandment from the Lord on this. He's referring back to the gospel, in other words. So if you want St. Paul's interpretation of Jesus, you have it there in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 13, especially there, verse 11. He says, if the couple separates, they must remain single or pray for reconciliation, but they can't remarry. Okay? So here's the key. Dan, there are two permitted interpretations of Matthew 19:9 in the church. One interpretation would say this, that porneia can refer to infidelity in a marriage, and in that case, then, as St. Paul says, a couple can separate. However, they must remain single or be reconciled. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is that it's referring to an annulment, and the word porneia would mean some sort of serious defect that happened before the marriage, because it's not adultery, it's fornication, porneia. And so therefore, this would be referring to like an annulment. But maybe I can put a bow on that after the break.
Let's do that. Dan, hang on a quick second. We'll be right back.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Raymond Arroyo.
Part of the success we've had on the world over, I attribute to the audience, my relationship with Mother Angelica, and her teaching me that when you sit with someone, you talk to them, and you create an environment where they will tell you things they wouldn't tell anyone else. That ease, that humor, that warmth, she gave me that, and that's what I try to impart and make a part of every interview we do on the world over.
The World Over with Raymond Arroyo, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN-TV and radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum is fun, but open forum where our friends call and tell us how much Catholic Answers has meant to them, and they support us financially, and this is a great time to be here.
Amen.
At the studios at Catholic Answers. Every single person at Catholic Answers is either in this studio working with us right now, and that's Nick and Brandon and Nathan and Adam and Darren, or they are at their office taking calls, your calls, of support. 888-291-8000 is that number. Please do call, because we have $15,000 on the line this hour. We have a match available to us. Every dollar that's pledged is matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Yes.
Tim, when we went to the break,
yes,
you were talking with Dan in Cleveland, who was asking about porneia and the saying of Jesus that except in cases of porneia,
right,
you don't divorce. So what does porneia mean?
Yeah, and I mentioned quickly, you know, Luke 16:18, also Mark chapter 10 and 1 Corinthians 7, but especially the Mark 10 and the Luke 16:18, you have the same, you know, Jesus teaching on the same thing, but there's no porneia clause.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a strict prohibition. There's no divorce and remarriage. I mean, that is clear in the New Testament. There are no exceptions. Now, the porneia clause, I was making the point, can be understood in two licit ways. Traditionally, there have been two ways it's been understood. One is that it's simply saying there can be a case for separation in the case of some sort of, you know, deviant behavior and such, right? And we know that's the case. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians 7:10-13, that there is a need sometimes to go apart, but you must either remain single or pray for reconciliation, according to St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 7. So if you hold to that interpretation, that it is referring to a possible separation, but you can't remarry, you must reconcile. And so the second half of Matthew 19:9 makes that very clear. Whoever marries the one who has been divorced commits adultery.
Yeah.
So there's an absolute prohibition there. Now, the other licit interpretation that I couldn't really get to because of time constraints is it focuses on the term porneia, because porneia is generally used not for something within a marriage. Adultery is the verb that to commit adultery is usually the verb that's used there. But porneia, it's often translated, in fact, as fornication or some sort of defect before the marriage happened. So in the case of porneia or some defect. Now, this is an attractive interpretation because Matthew's writing to Jewish Christians. And Jews already, and this may be one of the reasons why Matthew includes it, but the other two inspired authors don't, because Mark's writing to a more universal audience, because the Pope Peter gave the gospel to Mark, and Luke's writing to Gentiles. They wouldn't have had that concept like the Jews did. Leviticus chapters 18 and 19, you had annulments of sorts in the Old Testament. You know, the affinity and consanguinity laws that would nullify an attempted marriage. And so it makes sense that it would be referring to, perhaps here, as a defect that would nullify the marriage. So either way, the bottom line is you cannot in the New Testament say there is an exception to divorce and remarriage. There is not. Clearly, the Pharisees and the Sadducees already understood exceptions. They were just fighting over who was right. The Sadducees, who said you can divorce and remarriage for any reason, or the Pharisees that had a more narrow view, Jesus says they're both wrong. He elevates marriage to the level of sacrament.
Yep.
And says, no, anyone who marries, that's the prohibition is definite in both Matthew 19:9, in Mark 10, Luke 16:18, 1 Corinthians 7. Anyone who marries the divorced person commits adultery. There are no exceptions there. But great question, though, from Dan.
Thanks, Dan. And I hope that was helpful. Saints have given their lives in defense of that teaching.
Absolutely. And folks, I can't emphasize enough how important it is for us to be on the air, to be able to answer questions like these. These are questions that impact the lives of real people all over the world who have serious questions that deal with serious issues like marriage. You know, we live in a throwaway culture. We kill babies, we throw them away. If you're in a marriage and, well, she doesn't please me anymore, we throw her away. We're a throwaway society. And the Catholic Church says, in union with Jesus Christ, that people that institutions established by Jesus Christ are worth fighting for. There are moral absolutes. We're here to defend them as Catholics so that people can live the fullness of life that Jesus came for us to experience. As he said in John 10:10, I came to give them life, give you life, and that more abundantly, folks. But we can't communicate this to folks if we're not on the air. And folks, the bottom line is, if we only have three callers on the line right now, we've got a remedy to that. Folks, if you've been thinking about giving, now's the time. We got a $15,000 match. We're not even close to getting there, folks. We need you to come through now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. We need to hear from you now. 888-291-8000. Souls are truly on the line.
888-291-8000, a $15,000 match to the top of the hour. We're about 24 minutes away from the top of the hour now, so that gives you an idea of the urgency of the situation. What we do during these 3 days is we raise our operating money for the next few months, and we'll come back to you in 3 months. So just four times a year, we come to you and ask to support this apostolate, this ministry, and make it possible for us to continue to do the things that we are currently doing, radio, lots and lots of internet outreach, an enormous amount of internet outreach, now a television program. We would like to continue to expand everywhere where there are opportunities to communicate directly with people, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, the fullness of the gospel he shared in the Catholic Church, so that they can live happy lives, especially happy lives that are filled with Christ because of the sacraments that Christ left. That's the fullness of the gospel. He didn't just leave you and say, hey, good luck. We'll see you when we see you. He left us a church. He left us sacraments. More than anything else, he left us himself in his fullness, the fullness of Jesus Christ available to us in the Eucharist. We want people to know about that. 888-291-8000 is the number that you can call. Catholic Answers is what we do. That's all we do. I must say we try very hard. We talk about this all the time, not to do anything other than to give a Catholic answer, an answer that is fully supported in the Bible, in the teaching of the Church, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. People have a right to that.
Amen.
And very many places they are not getting that. That's all we want to do. Please join us in that ministry now. 888-291-8000. We're going to go back to calls very shortly. So I don't want to take too much of your time. But if you dial that phone, you help us use up that $15,000 match and help us stay doing what we're doing for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. I'm told that quite a number of people, Adam, our computer guy, just came in and told us a little bit ago that CatholicAnswersLive.com, people have been making donations there using that option. You can also do that. It's matched immediately when you do that. So if you go to CatholicAnswersLive.com and you give $100, immediately that's $200 to us. If you give $200, immediately that's $400 to us. This is the level of math I can do. Tim does the advanced stuff. I just do this level. $1,000. Well, you may say, come on, Si, be reasonable. No, there are lots of folks for whom $1,000 is not a heavy lift, and you are making a difference when you do that. I'll tell you what, I want to play a very brief little testimony that we have where someone shares what Catholic Answers means to them. That's what you're doing. That's what you're making possible when you make that donation.
Hey, this is Kate from Alabama. I just want y'all to know how instrumental you've been in my reversion back to my Catholic faith. The truth that you speak and the love that you speak it with has truly changed my life and, as a result, the life of my family. Keep up the great work. Thanks. God bless.
And I tell you, we share those with you because we get those all the time. And why should we keep the joy to ourselves? People, and thank you, Kate, so much for that.
Amen.
It means everything to hear that. And we just want to keep doing what we're doing. 888-291-8000, about maybe a little more than half, maybe one more than half of our phone lines are full. Those phone lines are being manned by the president of this organization,
Amen.
By the apologists at this organization.
Everybody.
By everybody who works in the publishing department or who works in the accounting department. They're all there on the phones, picking up the phones, because this is our opportunity to come to you and ask you for your help. Let's fill every line right now before I go back to the calls. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Don't forget that $15,000 dollar for dollar match. 888-291-8000. I see Kathy here. That means we better get moving. She's here because she's telling us, raise some money.
Now, Tim is being nervous.
Yes.
Tim is being nervous.
Right, get out of here, Kathy. We're going to raise the money.
Yes.
888.
We've got a lot of lines that need to be filled.
I'm not sure if she thought that was funny. 888.
No, whenever Kathy comes over, she's our director of their customer service, and I get nervous. That means, come on, folks. 888-291-8000. We need you now.
All right. Let's go to Stephanie in Roswell, Georgia, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Stephanie, just going to let you know, when you go through Atlanta now, you can get us on there's a Catholic radio station in Atlanta. Stephanie, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, I know. I'm so happy about the Catholic radio. I listened to it already, so that's awesome.
Oh, okay, great. So Stephanie,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So I am in dialogue with my fundamentalist neighbor, and she just helped me out with a car, and I needed one. She let me borrow one. She gave me the big van because she couldn't find the keys to her little van. So on our way to dance, my daughter and I prayed to St. Anthony because he is just really good at that in our family. So,
yes, he is.
Lo and behold, 5 minutes later, she texted me to say found the keys. So when I returned the car, I mentioned something. And, of course, you know I made her upset, but she's the one that always asking me. So she came back to me with Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11.
Okay.
And so tomorrow when we go for our morning walk, I want to address that.
Sure.
That's what we're here for.
Sure.
Yeah, I think the key there, that's a text that I used to love to use on these poor Catholics when I was a Protestant. The key there is where God says in Isaiah 48:11, my glory I will not share with another, right? I do this. I forgive sins. I, the Lord, right? And my glory I will not share with another. Now, the key is to help your friend to understand, yes, there are certain things that God cannot share because they involve his infinite power. So in other words, when it comes to creation, right, Stephanie, God could not have used an instrument in the creation. Why? Because the creation involves making something from nothing. And that requires, if there's nothing, guess what? There's nothing to use as an instrument in order to create something. So God cannot be a co-creator when it comes to creating the material universe, right? And there are certain things as well when it comes to the forgiveness of sins, for example. God alone has the power to forgive sins. God alone has the power to do lots of things that he cannot communicate in a strict sense. However, when it comes to, let's say, the forgiveness of sins, he can there use a priesthood. He can use people, just as we see in the Old Testament, right? He used a priesthood to communicate his forgiveness. You know, I always like to use Leviticus 19:20-22, where the scripture says, you know, God says, if you commit this sin, this in this case, it's a sin of lust, you go to the priest, you offer this particular offering, and the priest will make atonement for your sins. So obviously, the priest can be an instrument in that instance to communicate what God alone can do. He alone is the efficient cause, the first cause, but he can have secondary causes when it comes to something like this. Well, in the same way, praying to saints, you can't use Isaiah 45:11 against that because it is God who empowers the saints. So, you know, in a sense, we could say, yeah, in order for a saint in heaven to be able to hear the prayers, let's say Mary of a million people at the same time, she needs God's help because she can't do that by her own natural powers. But there's nothing that prohibits Mary from being able to be illuminated by God to be able to do that. So in that sense, what we say, Stephanie, is even though, yes, when I will not share my glory with others, there are certain things that God cannot share. That is true, like creation ex nihilo. However, there are certain things that he can share. It's called, you know, in theology, we say theosis, right? Or in Latin, participatio, right? We have the power by grace to be able to participate in and to be empowered by God to be able to be his instruments to be able to be a blessing to other members of the body of Christ and to people in general. And so when it comes to praying to saints, in no way does that violate Isaiah 45:11, because it's God who empowers us. And that's what we see in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. We see 24 elders. You want to show your friend this verse. We see 24 elders in heaven. And what are they doing? They're receiving the prayers coming up like incense from the saints on earth, believers on the earth, and they take those prayers to God. There we have a biblical text where you have individuals, right, the 24 elders, and each one of them is receiving multiple prayers from multiple people on the earth. God, therefore, has the power to empower them to be able to do that without violating Isaiah 48, verse 11. And one last thing I would say is, even when it comes to sharing, you know, his glory, yes, in a strict sense, I will not share my glory. However, even there, we can participate in the glory of God, and we see that all over the New Testament. It's understood, for example, in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, St. Paul says, we will be glorified together with him if we suffer with him, right? So even Isaiah 48:11 must be properly understood, because it's not an absolute prohibition against God sharing his glory. It's just, in a strict sense, God can't share his glory when it comes to that which involves infinite power.
Stephanie, will that help you on your walk tomorrow?
Oh, yes. But one thing, like, since she's a fundamentalist, well, like that sense of the joint heirs and the partakers of the divine nature and all that,
yes,
that also is just going to be extremely foreign to her, isn't it? Because she,
yeah,
like, she, like, it, because it's the whole...
Yes.
But it's
biblical.
Like, yeah,
that's the thing, Stephanie. You're right. And that was foreign to me when I was a Pentecostal evangelical. But my Catholic friend shared it with me. And you know what you can do is just say, you know what? We got to go with the Word of God over the traditions of men that would nullify the Word of God. Hey, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, 3 and 4, we're made partakers of the divine nature. Hey, Romans 8:17 says we participate in the very glory of God, you know? And so we have to interpret texts like Isaiah 48:11 not to contradict these plain words of Scripture.
Okay, Stephanie?
Okay. Thank you very
All right.
much.
God
Thank
bless
you,
you so much. Appreciate that call. That's kind of fun to think of those two on a walk tomorrow, and she whips out all that.
It really is. And folks, these are the kinds of answers. You know, we go deep into sacred scripture and theology on this broadcast to help clarify things for folks. This is priceless stuff. But you all, please, we've only got, what, 13 minutes left?
Or 13 minutes? Left? Well, 12 now, yeah.
12 minutes left, folks, and we're not there. We need you to get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. We are coming down to it, and I do not want to come on the air tomorrow and say we did not get our $15,000 match in the second hour. That will cost us $15,000, and we don't have that kind of money to be tossing away. So, folks, right now, you've been thinking about it, you've been listening, give us a call, 888-291-8000. And again, it doesn't matter if it's $25, folks, that becomes $50. If it's $5 a month, as we said before, less than a cup of coffee at these crazy coffee places that overcharge for coffee, you can't even get a cup of coffee for that. $5 a month, and guess what that becomes? $120 for Catholic Answers to share the wonders of our Catholic faith all around the world. Folks, we need you to get on the phones. Really do, right now. I can see, okay, they're starting to pop now, but we don't even have half of our lines filled at 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. Don't let us miss this $15,000 match.
888-291-8000. I, you know what I'm going to, Tim, if there are a few folks out there who are in that specially blessed category where their bank account allows
we might need them right now.
It's not a might, Tim.
Yes. I mean, just to make the 15.
Yeah. So maybe you could, this would be a good time for you to pick up the phone. Let's just put it that way. And maybe, maybe you have, you're very blessed, you're in a very comfortable circumstance. and you have money that can be used for a match later in the week, give Chris Check a call. Just pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Let him know you want to talk to Chris Check. The thing about Chris is he'll open the books to you. He'll let you see how the money is used, where the money goes. And actually, that's true for anybody. I mean, you can call Chris and ask him, and he'll do that for you because that we try to be as open and transparent as we can be. It's your money. We're just using it to share the good news. 888-291-8000 is the number. Maybe you're a person who can make a $500 or $1,000 gift. We'd love to send you this DVD set, Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist. It'll change your life. First of all, the Eucharist will change your life. It will fill you with real, true life. But understanding it makes all the difference. And Presence, The Mystery of the Eucharist, that DVD set from the Augustine Institute does that. 888-291-8000 is the number. So many people to thank. I want to take just a minute to thank some folks. I'll tell you what, I'll take 45 of your seconds there to thank some people who have been supporting us throughout bringing in their support this hour. Anonymous, $20 a month in South Bend, Indiana. Maureen from California, $20 a month. Joe from Texas, a $20 one-time gift. Every dollar of all of that is matched dollar for dollar. Caroline in Corning, New York, $150 donation. Mary in Dubois, Nebraska. I hope that's how they pronounce it there in Nebraska. $20 gift. Doug in in Ohio. I don't know where in Ohio, actually. A $20 a month gift. Let me just tell you how that works, Doug. Since you called 888-291-8000, every dollar of that $20 gift is matched immediately. You get a year to pay that. But $20 a month is, let me just do the math real quick in my head. It is how much a year?
$240.
That's my math brain speaking there. That was not Tim Staples saying that. That was my math brain. And so if that's doubled, that's $480 to us.
Amen. That's awesome.
Michelle from New York, $5 a month. It's $10 a month. That $5 a month is now...
What did I say? $120.
I knew it. I knew the number. I was just waiting for you to say it. I'm not saying I forgot, Tim Staples. Patrick in Nebraska, $100 in honor of his mom, who recently died at the age of 100. God bless you, Patrick. God bless your mother. She's certainly in our prayers. Janet from Washington, $365 one-time gift. She's giving a dollar a day for this year.
I love it.
You should also get Jimmy's book, A Daily Defense. It matches your gift. That $365 now is $700.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Okay. Because it got matched. Barbara in New Jersey, $50 gift doubled. That's $100. I can do that level of math. Thank you so much, everybody, for those gifts. Let me just remind you that we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour.
How long can they keep calling?
You can keep calling for the next 7 minutes and 15. Well, actually, you know what? I forgot about this.
Are
Tim.
We staying on the phones?
We'll stay on the phones as long as they. Wait, what's that 5-0? Why are you saying that to me?
Till
5:05. Till 5:05. Okay.
But if they're on the line at 5:05. We'll get to them.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to you. Just get the
hang in there.
Dial before 5:05 and we'll get to you. Listen, when you I can't stress this enough. It's a movement, what's happening in Catholic radio. There are not, in general, just huge sums of money coming from, you know, this trust fund or that. The people are responding, saying, I want to share my faith. Yes. I'd love to hear the faith shared honestly and openly on the air. It's thousands of people that are doing that around the country. If you're one who has not yet done that, would you just pick up the phone now and call during this match? Your donation is going to be matched dollar for dollar. Maybe you could consider making a monthly pledge. $5 a month right now becomes $120. $10 a month becomes $240. I'm looking at Tim for confirmation. $20 a month becomes $480 for us. And then if you can get up to that $18 a month, we're able to send you these two great books, Peter Crape's brand new book, 40 Reasons I'm a Catholic, and Scott Hahn's brand new book, The First Society, The Sacrament of Matrimony and the Restoration of the Social Order. 888-291-8000. Listen, the lines are filling up. I just want to say, Tim, real quick, if you can't get in on the line, go to CatholicAnswersLive.com on your phone. It's a mobile thing. You can do it in a couple of minutes. It's done. CatholicAnswersLive.com.
That's right. And remember, you can keep calling till 5:05 Pacific time. So that's another 11 minutes. You can keep calling even after we go off the air. And if you get in before 5:05, our people will stay until every one of those calls are taken. So I see two lines just opened up. So fill them up. There we go. Hey, they just filled them up. All the lines are full.
You're powerful, Tim Stavis.
Go to CatholicAnswersLive.com. Another line just opened up, and it just filled.
Wow.
This is fantastic. So, again, CatholicAnswersLive.com, or you can keep trying at 888-291-8000. We're on the phones for another 10 minutes. Get in there, and you're in.
Mark in Livermore, $40. Thank you so much. It's $80 to us. Manny in Colorado Springs, $100 in memory of his wife, Rita, who passed 2 weeks ago. Manny, your wife, Rita, is in our prayers, and we're so grateful that you took the time to call. Norma Jean, please pray for her family return to the faith. She gave $200. Patricia in Norristown, Pennsylvania, $5. Please pray for the health of my cousin. Will you pray for Patricia's cousin? Patricia, thank you for that. Jane in Colorado, $50. Marianne in Washington, $10. Veronica in Oregon, $25. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're going off the air, but we'll still be answering phones for another 10 minutes. 888-291-8000. Alice in North Dakota, $600. My goodness, Alice,
fantastic.
Thank you so much. Joelle in Ontario, Canada, $18 a month in Canadian dollars. We'll see you tomorrow.
Praise God.
Catholic Answers Live.